Tobe said he wants to intro it, so yeah. It's up to you, Tobe.
No, go for it, mate. Go for it, and then I'll just take it over.
Hey, going on, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Spoilers.
Thanks for that, Tobes. I enjoyed that.
It's like a crossover between a guy who does auctions, like the horse racing guy we were talking about earlier, and like, you know, Bob Mortimer's train guy. So yeah. Fun thing, by the way. You know, Vic Reeves and Bob Mortimer both live in Tunbridge Wells.
They do. I've seen them on the train when I was coming back from school once.
So yeah, Bob lives in Tunbridge Wells. Vic Reeves is in Crowborough, which is I still find nuts. But anyway, fun facts with the Chelsea Echo. It's not our show, though, is it, Tobes? So we need to stop doing this.
No, Tom Masters, what are the scores?
Scores on the doors. Hello, guys. It's me, Tom, and I will be taking you through the latest episode of Spoilers. We've had our little fun introduction, and now it's time to get serious and get real. Because we've got a double bill for you, the Christmas Spoilers episode. Louis's back on the casting couch, and I am, for some reason, in a theatre screen. This is a Tom talk, as Tobes christened it earlier. So, 19 games for you in this episode that we will discuss, because Manchester City are on Club World Cup duty, so Brentford have a week off as well. So I'll run through the games, I'll do all 19 games, and then we're just going to go through them, give our predictions, give our predicted scorers, you know the drill by now, and then we're going to leave you until after Christmas and let Louis go and enjoy his birthday fun times. So we start off with the made-up derby on Thursday night. Crystal Palace play Brighton, then Aston Villa host Sheffield United, West Ham United host Manchester United, Fulham host Burnley, Luton host Newcastle, Forest host Bournemouth, Tottenham host Everton, Liverpool play Arsenal, and Chelsea visit Molineux. Scary on Christmas Eve. Then we go into the Boxing Day and beyond Boxing Day games. Newcastle play Forest, Bournemouth host Fulham, Sheffield United, Luton in the thriller, Burnley welcome Liverpool, Villa travel to Manchester United, Brentford Wolves, Chelsea Crystal Palace, City back at Goodison Park against Everton, Brighton against Tottenham, and it wraps up for us anyway in this particular episode with Arsenal West Ham on the 28th. So a lot of games played in 1 week of football, and we are going to give you all our predictions / spoilers, and I think the best place to start is with the current leader, Louis Beneventi, Lee Smith, on his birthday. What's going to happen at Selhurst Park on Thursday night, Louis?
Well, as you've said, it's a made-up derby. I've been saying that to Benj and to Ollie Tobes for the past couple of weeks, and it's not gone down well. But do you know what else isn't going to go down well? The fact that they are going to probably lose, and arguably there's a potential battering on the cards here, but I'm not sure it'll go that way just because it's a derby. So I've given myself a little bit of leeway. But I reckon that, I reckon that Brighton are going to do the business against Crystal Palace at Selhurst Park and beat them 2-1.
Nice. Tobes, in your cat costume, what do you think is going to happen?
I actually think Palace have had a bit of an upturn in form. I know they were struggling and there was frustration at Hodgson, and maybe they'll leap at Steve Cooper now being fresh out of a job. Most gorgeous man in football. I actually think Palace will get a 1-1 here. I'm a bit scared of us playing Palace. Like, they got a good result against City. Liverpool, they should have got at least a point, but that red card cost them. So, yeah, I actually think they'll get a 1-1.
Yeah, I'm a similar kind of train of thought. But also, these games, Brighton don't have a very good record against Palace generally. Even when Brighton have been playing well and Palace haven't, Palace always seem to have their number. So, but, you know, I think it will be a fairly high-scoring game, and therefore I've gone for a Desmond. A 2-2. The first one of, actually, a few, I think, this episode. And I think, yeah, going to be a tight contest. And one worth watching, I think. Aston Villa, Sheffield United. Are Sheffield United going to continue their sort of recent slight improvement in form under Chris Wilder, or is it all going to fall apart at Fortress Villa Park? Tobes, Catman, speak.
I think Villa do them pretty comfortably in a 3-0 win.
Nice. Simple. Louis?
Yeah, I actually feel a bit sorry for Sheffield United, because I was having a chat with one of their fans on the way down on the train, on the way back from the game the other night, sorry. And, you know, they are in a bit of trouble, and even Chris Wilder coming back is probably not going to save them. So, realistically, I think they're going to get battered, even with that upturn in form. I am going to go Aston Villa 5, Sheffield United 0.
Yeah, I've gone the same scoreline. I think we've also both put Ollie Watkins as our goal scorers. I think the same. I think Aston Villa are very good at home anyway, but now they're starting to add away games and genuinely, you know, are currently in the title race. How long that lasts, we'll have to see. But I think they absolutely batter Sheffield United at home. And as I say, I've also gone 5-0, and I've also got Ollie Watkins as my goal scorer. We head over to the London Stadium, where West Ham take on Manchester, the United's. Louis, tell me.
I just think it's going to be a really, really, really crap game. And I think it just screams 1-1 to me. Just gut instinct. It just looks like both teams are playing shite football. Both are just doing okay. And it's just before Christmas. And I just think they're going to be like, yeah, it is what it is. I'm going to go 1-0 cool. for this one.
Tobes?
I've got a feeling that Ten Hag's got that Ollie gene in him where you always think he's on the brink of the sack and then they pick up a few results and that sort of thing. And that just continues for a while until eventually it gets to the point where it all does end. But I've gone with him to get a win away at West Ham after a good result away at Liverpool, all things considered. They've managed to get a clean sheet and a draw. I'm going to say they win 2-1.
Yeah, okay. I agree with you on the Ten Hag Ole link, but I think West Ham might do them. I've gone 2-1. I just think West Ham are going to be a bit more up for it. They're a physical side. I just think United might get kicked around a bit and lose. So I've gone 2-1 to the Irons. Fulham against Burnley, back at Craven Cottage. They've won their last two games there, 5-0. Are they going to do that again? I'll come to you this time first, Tobes.
I think it'll be a bit tighter. Raul Jimenez went to do a flying, I don't know, sort of sit-on face move to someone. I don't know what that was about. And they got a red card. Sean Longstaff. So I don't know if they'll have quite the amount of firepower because he's been reinvigorated, hasn't he, Raul? He's looked like his old Wolves self pre-injury. So, I think 2-1 Fulham with a goal from Willian.
I like it. Louis, do you think it might be a bit more comfortable than that?
I do. I just think Burnley have nothing at all. I respect Vincent Kompany for what he's been doing there, but if they want to stay in the Premier League, he's just not the right man for them. But they've stuck to their style and it's what's costing them at the moment. So I do think that Fulham are going to, really pick up some points. It's really interesting actually with Fulham because obviously after such a poor start to the season, to get them to their first ever League Cup semi-final and to turn their form around as well. Marco Silva's done an absolutely stellar job, especially with the transfer window they had as well. So credit where it's due. But I think that, realistically, this is going to be a big game for them and it's going to just cement their places in chasing Europa Conference League with us. So I am going to go for Fulham 3, Burnley 0.
Yeah, I agree with pretty much everything you just said there. I think Fulham do. I think Burnley are currently one of the easiest teams in the league to play and they're just leaking goals and will continue to do so. I've gone 3-0 to Fulham as well and we can move swiftly on to the other side of London. Technically not London, Lou will hate me for saying that, but Luton.
It's Hertfordshire. Newcastle. It's not even Hertfordshire. Is it Berkshire? It's not even Hertfordshire.
It's Luton.
But it's Barkley. That's what it is.
It's Luton, and they are hosting Newcastle, the Toon, looking to lick their wounds after the Chelsea did them on pens. Louis, tell me.
I think Newcastle will be all right. It's having a massive injury crisis as well. Having less injuries than us, really, really is hurting them. So I do think that we're going to see Newcastle bounce back. Whether or not it'll be against Luton, we'll have to see. But I do think it will be. I'm going for Luton 0, Newcastle 2. And also, by the way, I know we didn't talk about it as much as we should have done, really. In fact, we didn't talk about it at all, really, did we? Hope Tom Lockyer's okay. Obviously, it's just that the match got abandoned last week. With the Bournemouth game, so hopefully he'll be all right, and hopefully he'll be in the stands to watch this one.
Indeed. And do you think, based on that, that Luton might be inspired by Mr. Lockyer and maybe get a win over a Newcastle side really struggling away from home?
me or Louis.
Tobes. Sorry, I should have addressed you.
Yeah, that's all right. I thought you were following him up. I really do. I think if you actually look at the ingredients of this game, you got a recipe for a Luton win. Newcastle stink on the road. They've won one game, which was Sheffield United. Other than that, they've been pants in the league. They also struggle, I think, more with low blocks, for sure. Luton notoriously deploy those, in which Liverpool struggled with. They were so unlucky not to beat Liverpool. Liverpool got a last-minute equaliser. They were unlucky not to beat slash draw to Arsenal, a last-minute winner from Rice, and they were 3-2 up at a point. They were even unlucky not to pick something up against City. City were dominant, of course, but Luton went in front. They've got a lot of fight about them when it's Kenilworth Road. Kenilworth Road and Boxing Day predictions. Wow. Well, Will, still that is. But, yeah, Luton, to me, it reeks of a 1-0 Luton.
Wow. Interesting.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it, lads.
It's sad times for Newcastle at the moment.
Yeah, I did consider their form, but I also thought, and maybe this is because I haven't watched Luton enough, but the way Luton play, or particularly against Arsenal, was a lot of set pieces. I think Newcastle can deal with that, so I think they might go win. I've gone 2-0 Newcastle as well, based on that. I haven't watched enough of Luton. I still don't think they're very good. They will be inspired. It will be a hostile atmosphere. Newcastle are poor on the road, but I think they'll get a result because they need to. So I've gone 2-0 Toon, same as Louis, and Tobes has gone for maybe a shock, maybe not. Who knows? It's a spoiler. We'll see. 1-0 to Luton. I think the Hatters is their nickname. I can't remember. Forest against Bournemouth at the City Ground. Steve Cooper no longer. Nuno's first game. Bournemouth obviously had a tricky affair at Kenilworth. No, it was at the Vitality, obviously, with their game ending early. Well, not ending, technically abandoned. Well, what happens in this one? Tell me. Speak to me. I'm going to go to you first on this one, Tobes.
I actually like Bournemouth. I think Iriola's doing a very good job. I know their game was curtailed early last week, but they're cooking a little something over there. But new manager syndrome is strong. And for that reason, not that I even really fully believe with the appointment, because it was a while since he did well at Wolves, but I think Nuno's going to start with a win, a 2-1 win.
Cool.
Interesting. I mean, I think it's two people with big things on their faces. One's got a big chin, one's got a big beard. So it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with the big face derby. But I do think that there will be some form of a new manager bounce, but I'm not sure that it will hit as much as we think it could do. So I do think it's going to be a draw. I do have one question, though, Tom. Because FPL is still... I can't believe it sounds so bad. FPL is still counting Solanke's goal right now. Yep. What does this mean for my correct goal scorer last week? Well, I can't believe I'm asking that.
No, you're allowed to ask it. Until
game was replayed, it counts.
I was going to go by the FPL ruling.
Yeah, unless that game is replayed. So, if the game gets replayed and that game's cancelled, then obviously you'd lose a point or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But
I haven't given you the point currently in the thing, so you would gain a point if it's given. But the FPL ruling is the game week is currently still open. I don't know what they're going to do with it. If they end it and he still has his goal on FPL, then you can have his goal on here. That's what we'll go with. FPL Towers. But at the moment, it's still open. It'll have to end tomorrow because the new game week will start. So we'll find out what happens. You'll have that. Have your point, or you won't, and you're just going to have to take it.
That's fine.
But yeah, you've gone 1-1. Tobes gone 2-1 to Forest. I've also gone 1-1. I actually just think Bournemouth are really good. But, you know, a little bit of a new management as we've discussed. And Forest squad is good. They should be better than they are, which is obviously why Cooper's gone. But is it one win in 12 they have or something like that?
Yeah.
It's pretty poor.
They've had one away win since January the 4th.
Yeah. Guess who?
Guess who. So that's form that will take a little while to overcome. I know that's the whole point of the new manager bounce, but I still think Bournemouth get a result, so I've gone 1-1 as well. Tottenham host Everton. Everton doing quite well at the moment. Spurs look much better. Louis, I'm coming to you first.
Well, Spurs are looking much better. They seem to have found their feet again with Emerson Royale at centre-back, which still amazes me. And saying that, Everton, I think credit where it's due, Sean Dyche has found a new lease of life for them, and they are looking like a tough team to play. So once they're properly on their feet, it'd be interesting to see how far he can take them. Because Sean Dyche with money and money spent correctly, that is a scary prospect. However, having said that, mate is going to win. I think Ange Postecoglou's Tottenham are going to run out 2-1 winners against Everton.
Big Ange. Okay, Tobes.
Yeah, this game could go either way. Everton are in great form. I think 4 clean sheets with wins in the last 4. It's like the first time they've done it since 2001 or 2002. Like early Moise days. Maybe even Walter Smith. I don't even know if it's that far back. But I do think it will come to an end because Mike will give him a fucking go with 5 on the pitch, can't. Yeah, I'm going to say 2-1 to the Spuds.
2-1 Spuds. I've gone for a Desi. My second Desi of the round, 2-2.
Fucking hell. You've got 2 designated Desis.
I have. I normally have to have one.
You've Desmond, the Desmond.
I normally have a self-imposed rule of having one Desmond around, but I've actually gone 2 because I genuinely
think it's Christmas, mate. Live a little.
Exactly, it's Christmas. Fuck it. Spurs, 2. Everton, 2. I think both teams are good going forward. Actually, obviously, Everton have turned it around at the back, but I think Spurs are too good going forward not to score. But I think that Spurs defence will be found out against a big, tall, physical Everton team. And they'll get a couple of goals from headers or whatever. But yeah, Spurs 2, Everton 2.
Bit of Decore in there.
A bit of Onana. A bit of Calvert-Lewin. One of them.
Onana!
Anyway. There he is.
Did you see Onana's pen last night, actually?
Have you seen the Arabic commentator, by the way, on that?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Nice. Okay, and then on to the big game of the round. Liverpool against Arsenal, early sort of title, could be a potential title deciding game. Who knows what it's going to come down to at the end. Toad, I'm coming to you first on this.
I think this is a game that stamps who is the serious contender to wrestle the title off City. And from what I've seen this season, I think that team is Arsenal rather than Liverpool. In the last few weeks, I think they got let off a little bit against Palace. Struggled a little bit against United earlier. I'm less assured by Liverpool taking the league off City. I think Arsenal are more credible to do so. I'd rather Liverpool did it than Arsenal, but again, it's like, you know, it's picking the lesser of two evils. Can't stand either of them. But I do think Arsenal will win at Anfield. A first loss for Liverpool at Anfield since Leeds, like a year and a bit ago. 2-1.
Nice. Louis, do you have the same feelings towards this game?
I do. I think that Liverpool are definitely a side which have quietly gone about their business. When I say that, they've quietly gone about their business, but you know, Sky Sports haven't let them do it. Peter Drury, again, ruining the commentary and really, really shite Super Sunday last week. At the new Colosseum, where gladiators are fighting in the Anfield. Shut up. Behave yourself, all right? Go look at your thesaurus and shut the fuck up. Right, but having said that, he's going to ruin it again this week, and Liverpool though are going to run out winners, and it's going to be 2-1 to them.
Yeah, I also think that might happen. We've gone quite a few similar ones today, Louis. That wasn't deliberate; it just happens. Yeah, I think.
Do you feel the same about Peter Drury, by the way?
I don't mind him, but
hey guys, what's going on, everybody? It's Peter Drury here.
Is that what you'd rather he did in the game? Hey guys, what's going on, everybody? It's like, Peter Drury.
Hand over to Peter Drury. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Liverpool versus Arsenal.
No, I don't mind Peter Drury, but
I'm not a bad commentator. I'm all right.
I don't mind him.
I can handle myself.
I don't.
No, he does too much. He does too much.
I agree in a way, but in a way, he can, you know, he livens up a pretty boring game. I don't know. He's an upgrade on Martin Tyler. I think that's surely agreed.
No, I disagree.
Only if you're talking Martin Tyler as he's got really old.
Yeah, obviously. I'm not talking prime Martin Tyler.
Prime Tyler took a big old jizzy shit all over any other commentator, man.
He's going round the keeper. Jeez! Martin Tyler, Clive Tilsley. Those are the two where it's like, yeah, I'm happy with that. Clive was just, he's a legend. I love Clive. I'm on first name basis with him now as well.
Definitely.
Do you know who's underrated? Is like Alan Parry's underrated, man.
Alan Parry is very underrated. Do you know who we don't
Alan
talk
Parry's
about?
So underrated.
Sorry, John Motson, king of commentary.
Yeah, John Motson was class. Yeah. Agreed. Even Jonathan Pearce, the Robot Wars and Match of the Day.
Tell you who I absolutely love. No, I can't say it with a straight face. Sam Matthews is a pile of shit. Anyway,
He's Chelsea, Sam.
Sorry, Sam, if you're listening. I don't like your commentary style.
He did listen to the first couple of pods, I'll be honest. He did listen, but I don't know if he's going to listen anymore now. Nice one.
I don't think apologize. I believe you. But...
apologise.
Hey, guys, what's going on, Sam Matterface?
I'm sorry, Sam. I'm sorry, Mr. Matterface, for offending you. I just didn't like your commentary, particularly for that semi-final.
Tom told you to shut up in your face.
Yeah, shut up. Hope you're well.
Roberto's back.
Keep doing you. And up Chelsea, and that's the end of that. Anyway, yeah, I've gone. I've won 2-1 Liverpool as well. Wolves, Chelsea, Molineux. If you haven't heard about our troubles at Molineux, and you want to hear, which you should really, then go back and listen to. In fact, I don't even know when this is going to come out. It might even not have been out yet. Cause
no, this will be out. This will be out first.
So these spoilers weren't. So this is a preview for a preview. We've got our Wolves preview coming out on Christmas Eve, is that right? Or is it 23rd? When is it going to come out, Lou?
23rd.
Yeah, I think the Wolves preview, I'll put these out on the same day, so you'll have a double bill.
There you go. Double bill. You're going to get to hear about our troubles at Molineux in the past, and we, having discussed it and learnt about it, have still gone with some interesting results, haven't we, Tobes?
What's going on, everybody? Chelsea are going to fucking win 2-1. Merry Christmas, you fucks. Everybody.
Oh,
happy
so good.
Birthday, Louis, and happy birthday, Jesus.
There we go. Right, so Tom's gone for a Chelsea win. Louis, have you gone for a Chelsea loss?
I have gone for a draw. I can't quite back us to win, and I don't want to say we're going to lose. So I've basically gone for that middle ground. That's the only excuse.
Yep. Same. Head over heart. Head or heart? Do you go with either? In the end, I've gone with neither. 1-1. Thank you very much. That's the end of that. Then that's the end of the first one. We're going to the second one. We're going to rattle through them because our Zoom's running out. Shock, because we rambled on about random shite too much. So we're going to rattle through these 10 games in 10 minutes. And it starts with Newcastle back at home, Fortress St. James's Park. They've got Forest. What do we think, lads?
Well, it is Battle of the Big again. It's Battle of the Big Beard and Battle of the Big Personality. It is Nuno Espirito Santo versus Tindall. Exactly that. But I do think, you know, it's going to be a pretty good game. And, you know, it's Boxing Day. You know, we talked about Will Still. We talked about Kenilworth Road. It's only fair we mentioned the Boxing Day fixtures of 1963. And I do think this one is going to be a big scorer. And I am going to go Newcastle 3, Nottingham Forest 1.
Nice. There you go. I actually had these up. I don't know if you can see them. Lads,
nice, the Boxing Day fixtures.
Those are the Boxing Day
for
results
the,
from 1963.
For the visually impaired at home.
For those, well, yeah, you wouldn't have seen that. That was to the other two. We had Chelsea beating... Actually, we don't have time for this, so I'm going to do it anyway. Chelsea beat Blackpool 5-1. Burnley beat Man United 6-1. Fulham beat Ipswich 10-1. Leicester beat Everton 2-0. Liverpool 6, Stoke 1. Nottingham Forest 3, Sheffield United 3. Sheffield Wednesday 3, Bolton 0. West Brom 4, Tottenham 4. West Ham 2, Blackburn 8. Wolves 3, Villa 3. And that's what I want to see this year. Boxing Day games.
That'd be lovely.
So you've gone 3-1. Louis, Tobes, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I think Newcastle are going to bounce back from their 1-0 loss at Kenilworth Road a few days before with a 2-0 win. Nuno had his little new manager syndrome bounce. Newcastle need a win on Boxing Day and they will get that.
Cool. I've gone 3-0 and I've gone Callum Wilson as my goal scorer. I think Newcastle will comfortably win that game. And I would have gone Anthony Gordon. We don't know if he's going to be fit or not. Right, Bournemouth v Fulham at the Vitality Stadium. Are there going to be more goals, guys? Please tell me there are going to be more goals.
I have gone with a real Boxing Day classic. This is going to be, you're going to be scranning some leftover sarnies, some chocolates you got. You're ripping open your selection box. I haven't had one of those in years, but I remember those. They were great. Yeah, I don't know. You tuck it into whatever. Just stuff your face and enjoy the show. Bournemouth 3, Fulham 2.
Very nice. Goals, I like it. And Solanke hat-trick as well, obviously. Perfect. Louis, what do you reckon?
I've gone for something similar. There's going to be goals, but it is going to be a stinky, sweaty affair. So crack open your Nan's Lynx Africa's, because I've gone for the designated Desmond.
Desi, and you won't be surprised to know that I've also gone for a Desi. This is actually my only Desi of the of this week, this set of 10. I've only gone for one this time. Can't go too crazy. But yeah, Bournemouth 2, Fulham 2, there are going to be goals. But for who, Jeff? We don't know, because it's a prediction. Sheffield United hosts Luton, Bramall Lane. I'm not even going to describe it.
It's just stinky, isn't it? It's stinky. That is the Lynx Africa. That is the Boxing Day Lynx Africa needed game. That is just like...
We should have made that a forfeit. Whoever loses has to watch that shit. Because what is the point? Sorry to Sheffield United and Luton fans, but your clubs are crap and you're boring me at this point. So they're playing each other. Bramall Lane. What do we... Let's get through this one in like 10 seconds. Tobes?
1-1.
Cool, Louis?
1-0 to Sheffield United.
Wow.
Chris Wilder, mate.
Getting a result. Yeah, fair enough. I've also gone 1-1 because I don't know. And yeah, kind of don't really care. Burnley hosts Liverpool. I've mentioned already Burnley's open defensive system. They're playing Liverpool, who themselves looked not very good against United, but they do have a couple of big names in their attack. Will they be looking to feast here while we're feasting on our stuffing, Louis?
Well, Darwin, Nunez will definitely fuck up again at some point, but Liverpool will win that game 3-0.
Tobes?
Yeah, I think it's the first time in a while. We used to predict all the same scores for fun, coincidentally, and actually we've, 3-0.
Well, guess what, guys? I've also gone 3-0.
Guess what Tom's gone with?
Yeah, exactly, 3-0.
I don't know, I just saw the scores. I was like, I feel like we haven't done that in ages.
Yeah, we'll just wait till the next one. Burnley 0, Liverpool 3. That's it. I just don't think Burnley are very good, and Liverpool are. So there we go. Man United, Aston Villa.
We've all gone 2-1.
Is lightning going to strike twice?
We
have 2-1 Villa.
We've all gone 2-1.
Well, there you go. We don't even need to ask. Everyone's gone 2-1 to Aston Villa.
2-1 Villa.
Villa are quite good. United are not very good. Unless anyone has anything else to say on it. We'll
not really.
That.
Nope.
Cool.
Moving on.
Villa go to Old Trafford and win 2-1. You heard it here first. Brentford, back in action. They host Wolves. They need a result. And Bermo's out. Ivan Toney's potentially back soon if he doesn't get transferred out. What's going to happen here at the G-Tech? Louis?
I've gone 2-1 to Brentford. I think they might just edge it. I think it'll be a tight game. It's one that's going to go either way, but Brentford, I think, Boxing Day at home.
Did someone say edge it?
I've gone 2-1. Shut the fuck up. I've gone 2-1 to Brentford.
Tobes?
El Desmundo.
Nice. A designated Desi. 2-2, sorry. And we have now got 3 minutes and we've got 4 results to go, so it's going to be even less than a minute game. I've got 2-1 Brentford. Done. Chelsea v Crystal Palace. Go, someone.
Does 0 to Chelsea, and I've got the goalie Parma to score.
Nice. Tobes?
2-1 Chelsea. Bosh.
Nice. And I've gone 2-0 Chelsea.
Come on, Chelsea.
Right. Everton v Manchester City. Goodison Park. Tough fixture. Tobes, I see your result on this spreadsheet and it screams to me. So tell me why.
I'll tell you why. Because while you're eating toffees, the toffees are going to be eating City up with a 1-0 win. Sean Dyche heritage.
I like that. I like the way you worded it as well. Louis, what have you gone with?
Similar? I've not gone for similar. I've gone played it safe. I have gone Everton 1, Manchester City 2. They'll be coming back after winning the Club World Cup, so they'll have a big fuck-off badge in the middle of their chest, and they will be winning at Goodison Park.
They need to win, because otherwise that title is really starting to come away, even with De Bruyne coming back soon, and obviously Haaland potentially back for that game as well. I've also gone 2-1, though, for the exact reason. They need to win. Right, 2 more results. Brighton, Tottenham. Louis, go first.
I've got another designated Desmond. 2 in a week.
Nice.
I've gone 3-1 to Spurs with a goal from Heung-min Son.
I've also gone 3-1, but no goal for Son. although I would like one of these in my team. So 3-1 Spurs. Arsenal versus West Ham to wrap it up. Coming to you first, Tobes. What are you going with?
A boring 2-0 win for the Arsenal.
Yeah, agreed. I've gone the same, Louis.
I've gone 2-1. I reckon that they'll get something from a set piece. Will West Ham United?
Right, there we go. That's 19 results with a bit of rambling, a few tangents, a brief appearance from Roberto the Big Cock as well, obviously. Wouldn't be an Echo episode without him anymore. And that's that. That's us with our predictions. So you've had our spoilers. You have your Wolves preview. We've had the Newcastle review. There's a little Christmas, little segment for you as well coming out. So that's us. That's us for Christmas. We'll catch you after. I hope you all have a great Christmas and enjoy these games, this football, the action. The best part of the festive season is not always just the food, but also the amount of sport that's on. If you're into the darts as well, enjoy that.
Da, 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 da.
There he is. Like a present, I'm going to wrap it up. If you haven't already, please do vote for Gary and the lads at the Blueprint for the London Podcast Awards. And that's it. I'm done. We're done. Catch you on the flip. Spread the word and listen and eat lots of food. Bye-bye, guys.